Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting 9th. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Yount reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Householder moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Householder scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Moore moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Manning moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Rick Lysander now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel bunts towards the mound. Darwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Householder strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lysander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Lysander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Householder strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.